Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, at the KSHP studios, this is the Michelle Mortensen Show with your host, Michelle Mortensen, the fresh and fearless voice of talk radio, taking on the liberal media, the political hacks, and so much more. It's time to nix the narrative and get to the truth the way only Michelle can. Now, here's your host, the fresh, fiery, and factual voice of politics and news, eight-time Emmy winner, Michelle Mortensen.
Welcome to the Michelle Mortensen Show. Happy Friday to you. Yes, we have finally made it to Friday, February the 19th. And I'm going to give you a fair warning here today. I am hot. I am heated. I am irritated. I am angry about so much that is going on in the world. So get prepared and buckle up, Buttercup, for some snark and some snottiness. Because really, I've lost my mind this week. I'm losing it in how ridiculous the fake woke mob has become. I'm frustrated with how we are ignoring things that are so important. I'm frustrated that we're just living in utter denial. The media is in denial. Americans are in denial. Freaking Cuomo's in denial. And we're going to start with my friend Andrew Cuomo, who I think my hatred for Andrew Cuomo is beyond measure at this point. Andrew Cuomo, who has literally just gone on air and in a press conference and said, you know what? I wasn't lying about the deaths. No, I didn't hide the numbers. And this is all the Republicans' fault. This man's just killing me. But the real news here that we want to start with today is that guess what? Those Cuomo brothers, Chris and Andy, they can't be interviewed together anymore on CNN. No, CNN has come out and said, you know, in the early months of the pandemic crisis, well, that was an extraordinary time. And we thought it was just great for Chris to interview Andrew. And now they're putting the kibosh on that, which means we're going to miss all that witty repartee that I'm sure you just love. Just in case you're going to miss it a whole lot, I've got a highlight reel for you. Let's watch.
Do you think that you are an attractive person now because you're single and ready to mingle? Do you really think you are some desirable single person?
In scale, this was the actual swab that was being used to fit up that double barrel shotgun that you have mounted on the front of your pretty face.
To do Ellen's show was a pleasure for me. I'm a big fan of Ellen. Yes, she said nice things about
me. Yes, she did.
Which she didn't say about you,
nope.
But she was just telling the truth.
Now, you know, I've seen you referred to a little bit recently as the love gov, and I'm wondering if that's bleeding into your demeanor at all, making you a little soft on the president.
I've always been a soft guy. I am the love gov. I'm a cool dude in loose mood. You know that. I just say, let it go. Just go with the flow, baby, you know.
Just go with the flow, baby. I am the love gov.
I'm picking up your sarcasm.
Well, I should hope so, because I'm laying it on pretty thick.
Yes, I am. I am laying on very, very thick because that is disgusting. Never should have been allowed in the first place. But you know what? We're just going to give good old Cuomo a pass anyway. Do you know that last night on the major networks, I'm talking CNN, MSNBC, MSNBC dedicated no time to the Cuomo scandal whatsoever, but they dedicated more than 20 minutes to Ted Cruz. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. Let's lay out why Cuomo is such a...
I'm picking up your sarcasm.
Well, I should hope so, because I'm laying it on thick.
Ah, you know what? My keyboard, I think, just made something play when it wasn't supposed to. I've got notes everywhere, people. Let's talk a little bit about why Cuomo is just a, you know, god-awful, horrible person. So evidently, he likes to threaten people. That's right. He went after Democrat, yes, Democrat Assemblyman Ron Kim, and said, he basically said, I'm going to destroy you. Hear it from Ron Kim himself. I've got it, Spence, if you don't have it.
He berated me. He yelled at me. He told me that, you know, my career will be over. He's been biting his tongue for months against me. And I had tonight, not tomorrow, tonight, to issue a new statement, essentially asking me to lie and asking me, like, I heard and I saw a crime the other day. And he's asking me that I did not see that crime. And that was the line that he, you know, a line that he crossed that can't be undone. And that's why I had no choice but to come out and speak up, you know, as the chair of the Asian Committee in the State Assembly. It's my job to investigate. It's my job to ask these tough questions, and I shouldn't be punished for doing my job.
No, he shouldn't be punished, and he shouldn't be threatened. But evidently, this is just par for the course for good old Cuomo, because when the worst mayor in America, like one of the worst people in America, Bill de Blasio, is like, yep, that Cuomo, he's a real jackass. When he says that, you know it's bad. And I'm not making this up. He went on progressive TV, MSNBC, to lay it all out to those wonderful folks at Morning Joe. Take a listen.
Sad thing to say, Mika, but that's classic Andrew Cuomo. A lot of people in New York State have received those phone calls. You know, the bullying is nothing new.
So you believe Assemblyman Kim, that he was threatened?
100%.
That's really not saying anything great about you. So let me just lay that down. So Cuomo is lying on the regular about covering up the deaths. Cuomo is berating reporters and people and threatening people and accusing them of trying to ruin them. He is being a narcissistic a-hole pretty much all the time. And the liberal media is just giving him a pass because he's a Democrat and he's the love gov and we gave him an Emmy. And you do know that Cuomo refused to use any of the ships that President Trump brought in, the hospital ships, to take care of sick people. He said, no, don't want that. And they sat there empty. And he put a bunch of sick people with COVID in nursing homes where there was no COVID. Yeah, but it's not his fault. It's Republicans' fault. Of course it is. This is proving, I hope, to each and every single one of you. This is going to be a tough statement. It's a really tough statement. Politicians are liars. What, Michelle? No, these politicians don't lie. No, politicians are liars and politicians are frauds who will say just about darn near anything in order to make the fake woke mob happy. In fact, I'm going to lay that out for you right now. Politician after politician after politician that just this week has lied their asses off to you, hoping that the liberal mainstream media will not cover it and hoping that you're too dumb to catch it. Let's start with the first disastrous statement from our new President Biden about freaking China.
No American president can be sustained as a president if he doesn't reflect the values of the United States. And so the idea I'm not going to speak out against what he's doing in Hong Kong, what he's doing with the Uyghurs in Western mountains of China and Taiwan, trying to end the one China policy by making it forceful. I said, and by the way, he said he gets it. Culturally, there are different norms at each country, and their leaders are expected to follow.
Oh, okay. So when it comes to China, which is basically rounding up the Uyghurs and keeping them in like concentration camps, they won't let the people of Hong Kong have freedom of speech. They're banning media like the BBC. When China's doing all those god-awful things, I'm not going to talk about it because they're culturally different over there. And that's my job. That's BS. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Because that President Biden of ours will talk about any single Republican like they're the freaking devil who needs to be destroyed. Also, President Biden, who supposedly cares so much about Americans and is so woke and is such a great unifier, just allowed around 30,000 people seeking asylum to come into our country in Texas, which is frozen over, iced over, doesn't have food, doesn't have water, doesn't have heat. Let all of them in because culturally, we just have to do that. That would make us good people. And he didn't test a damn one of them for COVID. But my God, we're in the midst of a pandemic, people, and we can't open the schools because people will die. This is the world we live in. This is the world we live in. The next lie we heard this week, going back to schools and vaccinations, came from our illustrious Vice President, Kamala Harris. Let's play that tape.
There was no stockpile, right? It's in many ways,
no stockpile of
vaccines, right? So we're looking at this. There was no national strategy or plan for vaccinations. We were leaving it to the states and local leaders to try and figure it out. And so in many ways, we're starting from scratch on something that's been raging for almost an entire year.
I mean, there was no stockpile, right? I mean, we had to start from scratch, right? Reporter didn't call her out. No one called her out. Let me just give you some facts, because, you know, facts freaking matter. We didn't have this vaccine at all a year ago on March 15th when we went into a lockdown. The Trump administration created this whole organization called Project Warp Speed, where they basically funded and found a way to get a vaccine. And then, wow, amazing, we got the Pfizer vaccine approved by the FDA by December and started administering vaccine all across the country. And because we believe in the 14th Amendment and states' rights, we allow the states to get the vaccine and find ways to distribute it. And smart states like Florida distributed it really well. And stupid states run by stupid Democrats like New York, Nevada, and California couldn't get their act together to distribute it all. But sure. You didn't have any vaccine at all. Here's the thing. Fauci has told you that you're a liar, and pretty much everyone is telling you you're a liar. Then let's get better, because Kamala Harris continues to lie. She continues to lie nonstop. So she's on the Today Show this week, and Savannah Guthrie decides she's going to ask her some really tough questions about vaccines and teachers. I want you to just hear the question Savannah Guthrie asked before I show you how she answered. Let's hear the question.
CDC has said it is not a prerequisite for teachers to be vaccinated for them to go back to school. But many teachers are wary of going back to school. Can you reassure teachers who are listening right now that it is safe for them to go back to school even if they are not vaccinated, if these public health measures like distancing and masks are being implemented?
What Savannah Guthrie was really asking there was, Kamala Harris, you spent several months on the campaign trail saying you would never get that vaccine because if that vaccine was created by the Trumps, it wasn't good and nobody should get it. Then your very own CDC said teachers should go back to school without the vaccine. It's not required. My God, then Dr. Fauci said it too. So what say you? Will you answer the question? Now, here's why I didn't show you the question right away. I want you to witness how testy, how pissed off, and how irritated Kamala Harris gets with this question, and how she doesn't freaking answer it at all, because she cares more about what the teacher unions want and how much they're funding her future campaigns. Take a listen.
So first of all, let me just say this, and the president has said it, and we're all really clear. Teachers should be a priority. Teachers should be a priority. I believe that 22 states, I believe, have prioritized teachers in terms of vaccinations,
but the states have the... Is it safe for them?
Well, I think that we have to decide if we can put in place safe measures. This is why, and it's so important, we pass the American Rescue Plan. It's going to be safer for our schools to reopen when we can get our schools the infrastructure needs, like helping them with their ventilation systems, helping them create social distancing with barriers, the things that are necessary to get them back open in a safe way.
Did you catch that? Refused to answer the question. Didn't say that the CDC is correct, and then had the audacity to say, oh my God, this is what we need to pass the Great American Rescue Plan, that $2 trillion plan, because schools need even more. They need even more. Not answering the question, flat out lying. Now, I don't have the numbers for each state, but you want to know a little secret? The federal government has already given the great state of Nevada more than $18 billion during this COVID time. $18 billion. Do you know that our biennium budget is only $8 billion? So they've given us more than our two-year budget plan. And we still can't build schools, and our kids still aren't in school, and we still have teachers saying, they're putting our lives at risk. In fact, believe it or not, a school board in California was caught on tape because they were on a live webinar literally saying parents who want their kids back in school should be effed up. Spence, I want to skip and go to that video. Watch this. It's going to shock you to death.
If you're going to call me out, I'm going to f*** you up. Sorry, that's just me.
They want to pick on us because right. they want their babysitters back.
We have the meeting open to the public right now.
Nuh-uh.
That's what Lori just said.
Great.
I love that. Karen 1 and Karen 2. B, I'm going to F you up if you come after me. Nah, nah, nah. Oh, they just want their babysitters back. Hi, Karen. Karen 2. This was all live. Oh, great. I just looked like a jerk and everybody saw it. Yeah. So these teachers who, they need to be shown more. They need to get those shots first before old people and sick people and all those people who work in grocery stores. Those teachers, they're just babysitters and they deserve everything. And they're going to call their fellow parents bees that they want to F up. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. High caliber teachers we got going on here. High caliber school board members we got going on here. This is disgusting and appalling and atrocious. And for any teacher to say, these parents, they just want their babysitters back is disgusting because no teacher is there to be a freaking babysitter. You're there to educate the future. If you don't take your job seriously, then go get another dang job. I have no time for any of this elitist BS from all these liberal fake woke wannabes. And this is why we're calling them out, because it's got to stop. Let's talk about my other fake woke wannabe. And that would be every Republican and Democrat in Texas who acts like they are freaking climate change scientists at this point. Did you hear Beto O'Rourke the other day just acting like he's the saint of the world and a weather expert on how all of this is the fault of fossil fuels? Let's play the tape.
In Texas, you have an example of what happens when a state is governed by those who do not believe in government. State leadership that doesn't believe in climate change, wind and solar, renewable energy actually overperformed. We've got to take action as a state on reducing our dependence on fossil fuels.
So we just put him on TV multiple times, acting like he's the saint of the world, where he flat out lied to you and said renewable energy's overperformed. Have you seen Texas lately? I think we have a picture of Texas where I show you windmills, wind turbines, and freaking oil pumps in the snow frozen to death. Can I tell you what really happened? Wind did not overperform. Output went from 42% to 8% before this storm even hit. And then this freak storm, once in a lifetime freak storm, happened. And then our fossil fuels and nuclear plants in Texas, they kind of froze up because Texas is not built for these types of things. So the truth of the matter is renewable energies failed. And then because of the crazy weather, fossil fuels failed. And then get this, it's really, really interesting. When all you Republicans were told that deregulation was this super Republican idea and so great, and it's gonna give you cheap energy prices, what it really gave you was a bureaucratic system that contributes to rolling blackouts. Because the two places that have tried to deregulate are California and Texas, and they're the ones with the rolling blackouts, and they're the ones who are ruled by bureaucrats. Y'all are idiots. But of course, the real enemy of all of this is Ted Cruz, because he dared go on a plane to freaking Cancun. Do you know that MSNBC spent 0 minutes last night talking about Cuomo and how he literally killed thousands of people in New York with his horrible leadership? But they spent over 20 minutes talking about Ted Cruz going to Cancun. Now, here's the truth. Ted Cruz did go to Cancun. Then he tried to lie about it and say, oh, it's all about my kids. Oh, la, la, la. I would have respected Ted Cruz a heck of a lot more if he went like, yeah, it's my week off of the Senate. We had a vacation. We went, we did it. Who cares? Ted Cruz isn't up for re-election for another 5 years. Who cares? Who cares? And the real problem is that the media decided to report on this because Twitter user 123 said he took a picture of it and saw him in the airport. Because that's journalism. God, when a Twitter user says it's true, it must be. Must be true. Must be true. By the way, do you want to know what else our incompetent, lying legislators did yesterday? Well, members of the House, like Maxine Waters, took a great deal of time to interview hedge fund managers and the people at Robinhood to try to figure out what happened with all those stocks and how we can protect people from investing on their own. Most of these people don't own stocks. Most of these people don't invest. But you know what they did have time to do? They had time to interview freaking Roaring Kitty from Reddit, who had some amazing testimony. Take a listen.
A few things I am not. I am not a cat. I am not an institutional investor. Nor am I a hedge fund. I believe that GameStop has the potential to reinvent itself.
I'm really glad that Roaring Kitty was there to clarify for me that he's not a cat. Evidently, Maxine Waters needed the clarification because she saw a kitty hanging onto a branch with the caption "hanging in there" right behind him, and wondered, was that a selfie? You know what? We got to bust a move right now and take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, I'm going to explain to you why you should not eat beef, why math is racist, and also why de Blasio has people dancing in the streets. We'll be right back.
Did you know Geico could save you hundreds on car insurance and a whole lot more? So what are you waiting for? Hip-hop group tag team to help you plan dessert?
Fresh vanilla, rocky roll, chocolate, peanut butter, cookie dough. Scoop this, scoop this, scoop this, scoop this, scoop. Shaka-laka, 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 shaka, scoop. Shaka-laka, shaka-laka, shaka-laka.
Geico. Switch today and see all the ways you could save.
How about new?
No.
No way.
Come on, no.
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 No. No. No.
Only Discover has no annual fee on any card.
Want to learn to scuba dive? Need swimming lessons for your kids? Then you need to check out Stone Sports in Las Vegas, right off Fort Apache in Tropicana. At Stone Sports, they teach the young and the young at heart. Whether you're looking for fun, fitness, or competition, Stone Sports is the place for you and your entire family. Give them a call today at 702-779-3021, 702-779-3021, or check them out online at stonesports.net. Stone Sports, where water safety and water fun meet.
I'm really baffled that in the 80s and 90s, Mick Jagger and David Bowie were considered sex symbols when they put out that monstrosity. That monstrosity dancing in the streets probably also really inspired Bill de Blasio, because Bill de Blasio, the illustrious mayor of New York, said yesterday that he wants there to literally be dancing in the streets. He held a press conference where dancers danced like such, because he thinks it's really important that we have, you know, these moments to, you know, appreciate art and things. This from the man who has shut Broadway down and all forms of entertainment and performing for almost a year now, but allowed Saturday Night Live to continue to have its shows with a live studio audience. Not a hypocrite at all. And here's the thing. When you've got people like Bonamassa insulting you because of this, he said the fact that these folks don't realize how insulting this is to hundreds of thousands of dedicated performers and professionals put out of work due to this pandemic is a real glimpse into how they do not value the arts and they view it as some sort of hobby. My friends, he's an idiot, and he's been reelected now for 2 terms. Do you know who else is an idiot? Bill Gates. Okay, granted, Bill Gates is smarter than me, and he's definitely richer than me, but I don't get this man. I don't get this man at all, and I don't get why anyone listens to him. Because evidently, before we get to the fake beef, my friend, evidently this gentleman has now written a book because, you know, he created Microsoft, so he certainly knows a great deal about climate. He has written a book called How to Avoid a Climate Disaster. And then in an interview, he tried to show us all the ways that he's trying to make the climate better. Let's take a listen to that clip. Do you have that clip? No? I'll do it.
Now, I'm spending quite a bit to buy aviation fuel that was made with plants. You know, I switched to an electric car. I've used solar panels.
He uses solar panels and has an electric car. I mean, you are the climate genius. Please let me take advice from you. And his key advice is, I think y'all should stop eating beef because, you know, cows need to be canceled. Oh yeah, cows should be canceled because their farts are just destroying everything. And synthetic beef is super good. You'll hardly notice the crappy taste. And they're getting better and better with these futuristic labs. Yes. This is what that man had to say. He eventually said, eventually the green premium is modest enough that you can sort of change the behavior of people who use regulation to totally shift demand. He literally believes that we should be able to shift demand from actual cows, those devil cows, and eat fake meat. And I think he said something to the effect of like, all progressive countries should do this. And don't worry, you'll get used to the taste. Bill Gates, freaking screw you. Yeah, there we go. I do think all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef. Do you remember the outrage that this country had when they found out that McDonald's was using like fake pink meat? Sure, let's all go to synthetic beef. Sounds totally healthy. Sounds totally great. But you know what? Bill Gates is an idiot because he is also supporting this new movement. Get this. Where math is racist. Do you want to know how it's racist? Well, evidently, if you tell someone they got the wrong answer in class, like they said, 3 times 3 is 6. If you tell them, oh, sorry, Bobby, that's not the right answer. 3 times 3 is 9. You're a white supremacist. That's what they said. In this article that he's a part of, he said that white supremacy culture shows up in the classroom when teachers treat mistakes as problems by equating them with wrongness because it reinforces the idea of perfectionism and paternalism. It's also super wrong when you ask kids to raise their hand because it's best if they just shout out the answer. And how dare you make them show their work? How dare you? Because that is white supremacy. Showing your work. Bobby, how did you figure out that 2 plus 2 is 4? Well, I made 2 little lines and then I added 2 more little lines and it was 4. That's racist, you awful racist human being. Also, I want you to remember that it's the weak, fake mob, progressive left that forced Common Core on all of us, where you're actually supposed to show your work as to how you got the answer and get credit for it, even if your work was wrong. By the way, part of the reason why math is racist is because, well, everything is racist and everyone is racist, according to Joe Biden's nominee for the Department of Justice, Vanita Gupta. She was interviewed by John Cornyn in 2020, and she had this to say. It's going to shock you.
Do you believe that basically all Americans are racist?
I think we all have implicit bias and racial bias. Yes, I do.
Wow.
And I think that we are an amazing country that strives to be better every single day.
So she said that we're all racist, but we're an amazing country. So evidently she thinks everyone's racist and that makes us amazing. Wow, she's a winner. But see, here's the problem. See, math is racist. And because you're white, I just want to let you know, if you're watching right now and you're white, I have some really bad news for you. You're racist. And it's no longer okay to just be non-racist. You actually have to be anti-racist. See, the Today Show, those geniuses over at NBC, they put out an article today explaining to all of us dumb white people how we could be anti-racist. Because, see, it's no longer okay to be not racist. You have to be anti-racist. And I bet you're wondering what that means. Well, let me read some of the article for you. So you have to go beyond the commitment of interrupting racism, both internally in the world, but you have to become anti-racist. You can't rid yourself of your racist conditioning, white people. We will continue to make mistakes, white people, because your privilege has allowed you to not see racism for all of your life. So being anti-racist means you've got to show up over and over and over again to fight racist policies. You can't just post a black square. Oh, no. You have to admit every single day that I am racist. You have to admit that often white people make more money than black people, and that's racism. No, that's called systemic poverty. They also go on to say that for many white folks, the sudden understanding about the myth of post-racial age, as well as the subsequent realization that systemic racism makes up the fabric of the American society, also came with an understanding that being neutral and not racist is impossible. Because you're white, you must be racist. You can't operate without being racist. Anti-racism is necessary because it's the only way we're going to get equity for all. Not equality, but equity. Do you know what I'm really sick and tired of? I'm really sick and tired of actual racist people getting away with it all the time. I am sick to myself that there are people in this country who believe that they should stone people for being gay. I am sick to death that in this country, there are people who believe that women who have been raped or women who've had sex before marriage should be stoned and killed. I am sick that there are people who look at people who have a different color skin or a different religion as less than. I hate it all. But I also hate that this fake woke mob has said, because you're white, you're a racist. And you're the problem. I'm tired of this country telling me all of a sudden that the American flag is a symbol of racism. I'm tired of hearing how Abraham Lincoln is a symbol of racism. I am tired of hearing how everything is freaking racist. Because it's just not true. And you're saying, God, Michelle, you're super amped up about this today. You're right, because throughout the course of this show, I am going to show you how we have just made up nonsense and we're letting a woke Twitter mob of a few dipshits with 60 followers to determine how this country is going to go. And I'm not seeing enough people rise up and say enough is enough. So I got to get you riled up so you're willing to say enough is enough, because we got to start calling a spade a spade. When there's real racism, I want us all to call it out because it's disgusting and it's gross. But I want to quit telling everyone just because they're white, they're racist, because that's just freaking wrong. And I'm growing really, really, really tired of it. Who thinks I need to calm down just a little bit? Yeah, of course I do. Of course I do. So in the next commercial break, we're going to do that by talking to a country singer. That's right. That's right. We've got a country singer on the show with us next, who is also a former Marine. He is a vet, and he wants to talk to us about veterans issues and PTSD. His name is Chris Turner. We're going to talk with him in the next break, and then we're going to bring back Dr. Fauci and his rule on the dating world and how Kendall Jenner's tequila is racist. Because yes, again, I just can't get away from this topic. We'll be right back. Oh, baby, you got what I need. Would you say he's just a friend? Would you say he's just a friend? We make it easy for you. Send me your taxes virtually. Snap a pic and leave the rest to me. Wondering if now is the time to buy or sell a home, or is a market crash on the way? At Home, a real estate company, John Kennedy and his team will make sure you have all the information you need to make an informed decision. Home is where the heart is, and John Kennedy and his team are ready to lead you home.
Give them a call today at 702-640-0101 or visit them at homerealestatecompany.com.
This is how you become the best.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man, and a man's got to learn to take it. Try to believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a hand tough to make it. You're the best around, nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around.
Don't get mad, get E-Trade, and take charge of your finances today.
If you cheat, hope it's death that you're cheating. If you lie, lie with someone you love. If you fight, do it for the right reason. If you drink, then come drink one with us.
All right, there you were listening to country singer Chris Turner, who I was telling you about is a former veteran who really wants to shine a light on PTSD and veteran issues. He also has a brand new single out called All in the Same Boat, and I'm really honored to have him on the show here today. So, Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Michelle. How you doing?
I'm doing really, really well. All right, tell me a little bit about how you're using country music and music in general to really shine a light on the issues with veterans today.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. You know, I got out of the Marine Corps, and I always wanted to use my platform for music to utilize my veterans as well and be able to send a message. So, you know, having vets that I've served with and been going through PTSD and moral injury. So what we're doing is, I partnered with a 501c3 out of Birmingham, Alabama, called the Crosswinds Foundation. And this year, we're starting something called the Freedom Tour. And what we're going to do is we're going to go around to all the VFWs and American Legions that we can possibly find, and we're going to throw a free show at each one of these establishments. But the cool thing about it is the Crosswinds Foundation has developed a 10-week curriculum called Warriors Hope Curriculum, and it teaches about healing, opportunity, peace, and empowerment. And during intermission of the shows, we're going to talk about this course in hopes that these VFWs and these American Legions are going to become a brick and mortar spot to be able to hold these counseling sessions. I'm really excited about it. I'm really glad to be a part of it with Crosswinds.
That's awesome. Now, this sounds awesome. And I think a lot of people who are watching right now say, gosh, I'd like to be a part of that. But we're here in Vegas. So how is it that, you know, folks in Vegas can use what you're kind of doing there in Alabama with that group and kind of make this a nationwide effort? Is that part of what the songs are about as well?
Absolutely. You can go to crosswindsfoundation.org, and then you can go to the link of the Centers of Hope and the Warriors Hope curriculum, and you can send a message to Bob Waldrop at Crosswinds Foundation. And what will happen is they will ask to be counselors or just to be able to attend the course, and then they'll be able to live stream it from there, because they're doing Zoom meetings also because of the COVID pandemic. So all you got to do is go to crosswindsfoundation.org.
Okay, awesome. Now tell me about your new song, All in the Same Boat, because I know that song, it's your new single, and it has some meanings when it comes to veterans issues and things that you're trying to get messages across about as well. So tell us about your new single.
Right. I'm really excited about it. You know, a guy named Bill DeLuigi, Rick Farrell, and Kim Page wrote this song, and I was honored that Bill hit me up because he knew I was in the studio cutting new material. I was honored at the fact that he asked me to listen to it. Whenever I did, you know, just the lyrical content in the song and the way we tracked it in the studio, it just talks about, you know, one day we're sipping margaritas and riding around, you know, thinking we got the world by the tail. And then the next thing you know, everything just falls apart. And the hook to the whole song is like, we're all in the same boat. And it's not just veterans. I mean, it's just everyday Americans going through the COVID-19 struggles. And, you know, whether it's you got $5 in your bank account or whatever it is, I just think it's a very relatable song to the American, well, not just to the American public, but just to the human race right now, because we're going through some trying times.
We really are. And I like the idea of we're all in the same boat. I, at the core, I believe that. But at the same time, I wonder if you've noticed this as well. We also live in a world where, no, we're not all in the same boat, because we kind of see the upper echelon elites have these rules for thee, not for me. We're seeing here in the state of Texas, our fellow neighbors are, you know, they're suffering right now. And Biden and the federal arm has really done jack poop for them. So I think that message of we're all in the same boat is super important. But are you noticing as well, especially as you're going around the country, that's not the case?
Oh, I agree with you. You know, like you were talking about, when you get to the top or echelon of people, you know, whether it's big corporate bankers or Wall Street or politicians, I don't think they'll be able to relate to the song. But everybody below that, I think, can kind of feel it, you know, and I'm hoping it's going to become kind of a message for, you know, dare I say, middle class, the lower class or whatever. I just think music is all about the lyrics, man, and it's all about telling a story, you know. And for me, if I can change one person's life or stop one instead of stop 22, I've done my job. And I'm just really excited about where we're headed with it.
Have you been frustrated at all? I feel like much of the mainstream media has made a lot of fun of those who are in quote unquote flyover country, where you are as well. They've been making fun of the people who worked on the Keystone Pipeline. They've been working on people, making fun of people who drive their big trucks. It seems like the liberal elites have really been targeting those who like country music, like America, work in the heartland and are in that flyover country. You know, I'm here in Vegas, so I can't say that, you know, I'm a part of the flower country, but I have spent a great deal of my life there in the middle. Since you're there right now, how is the South and that flower country, how are they responding to all this nonsense that the coasts and the mainstream media have been spewing ad nauseum?
I think, you know, rural America, I think we're all pissed off, to be honest with you. You know, for me, I come from a town in South Carolina with two red lights, a Hardee's and a Piggly Wiggly. And I heard your segment earlier about Bill Gates talking about synthetic beef. I grew up on a cattle farm, you know, so just to hear just the kind of nonsense that's coming out of Washington just because they got a political agenda to push, you know, it's really aggravating. You know, because I grew up stretching barbed wire and slinging square bales of hay and worming cows and trying to do whatever we could to keep our table fed, you know, so. You know, and it's not just me. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that you start going that synthetic beef route, you're going to knock so many farmers and so many agricultural people out of jobs. I mean, it's ludicrous. And I mean, if you ask me how I feel, I'm pretty aggravated with it. But I'm going to stay the course and try to get my message out and try to do my part to, you know, try to combat that. So.
I agree. I actually really badly want to hear a statement from Bernie Sanders. The reason being, if you look at the state of Vermont, he's been an advocate for farmers there. And almost the number one thing that Vermonters do, it's not just maple syrup, it's cows. They're a big dairy state and there's cow farms all over the state of Vermont, which only has 600,000 people. So I really want to know how Bernie Sanders is going to respond to that, that we're just going to put all those Vermonters out of work because cows are bad. It makes absolutely.
I tell you how we do it. You know what? You take the Second Amendment for what it's worth. And if you want healthy beef, go shoot you a deer, shoot you an elk, or go live off the land like the Native Americans did. That's the way we did it in the beginning of time. So what else changed other than politics getting involved in it? That's the way you got to move forward if you want to be healthy about it.
That's very, very true. And sadly, all of our rights, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, they're all being attacked right now. I want to end with this question, if I can, as a person who has served our military, and thank you so much for your service to this country. What has your response in the veteran circles been, and just for you personally, when you have seen over the past year, Democrats like Nancy Pelosi call members of the National Guard stormtroopers during the BLM riots, but now they're demanding that they have National Guard members all over DC for several months as a necessity because they're so worried. And they also don't want National Guard members anymore who didn't vote for Biden because they believe there's some sort of bias that they won't defend their country because of it. This kind of stuff makes me sick to my stomach. I am not a veteran. I am very curious as to what your take is on that.
I mean, everywhere that I go, the shows that I play and the people that I talk to, you know, again, we're all in the same boat, right? And we all agree that, you know, we're getting sick and tired of politics getting involved with, you know, everything that we stood for and what we fought for our country and what we volunteered for. And, you know, it's just a really bad spot that we're in as a country. We all need to get back to 9/12 is what we need to do whenever we all came together and we hugged each other. But unfortunately, I don't think that's ever going to happen. But yeah, there's a lot of animosity and turmoil, you know, inside the veteran community about the way the country's being ran right now.
Do you know what's interesting about what you said? You say, oh, we all need to go back to 9/12, the day after 9/11. But that was in 2001. Mm-hmm. And that was before Facebook. Mm-hmm. It was before the demon known as Twitter. It was before Instagram, it was before Snapchat, and it was a time where we still had to turn on the TV to get information, and 24-hour news wasn't even that popular back then. So 2001 seems like ages ago, and I don't know that we'll ever get back there with the way we've become today.
Yeah, big tech's running it, man, and that's a shame because it's so hard to just like shake somebody's hand or walk up to them and hug them because you might offend them anymore. I mean, it's all on social media now. So, and I mean, as entertainment, as you know this, I mean, it's a blessing and a curse. I mean, you know, you have to have it, but at the same time, it's like, well, why am I doing it? You know?
Well, and on that note, my God, why don't we just plug your social media and your websites just so those watching can find ways to follow you, download your music, all that good stuff. So give us the good 30-second plug.
You can go to ChrisTurnerMusic.com. All of my Instagram links and social media links are there. You can stream my new single, All in the Same Boat, or my previous project called American Made. It can all be streamed on any digital music outlet out there like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, YouTube. So
awesome. Awesome. Well, I hope you come back on the show again when you have more to tell us about with what everything that you're doing with veterans. And thank you for your service. And thank you for serving those who really are feeling quite left behind right now. We appreciate you, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Have a great day. All right. Guess what? I'm still mad about so many things. Everything from Fauci to Kendall Jenner being attacked to Rihanna being attacked to The Bachelor and so much more. And big announcement on our ways of trying to combat big tech censorship. It's all coming up in the next block. So stick through this fun commercial and then be wowed, my friends. It's going to blow your mind.
How many times has this happened to you? You're driving with your purse, your laptop bag, your grocery bag, or your backpack in the seat next to you, and it's on the floor after you stop or hit a quick turn. Well, we experienced this issue too, and we created a solution. Introducing Bagmodo, an easy-to-install, one-step process that fits seamlessly under any standard headrest and stores securely under the headrest. Bagmodo becomes a natural extension of your vehicle and helps stop your stuff from falling on the floor. Now you can secure your items systematically and effortlessly, keeping you from being a distracted driver, which, let's face it, is a huge problem these days. Bagmodo is the ultimate driver-centric product that doesn't distract drivers and helps keep everyone in the vehicle safe. For more information, go to bagmodo.com. That's bagmodo.com. Bagmodo, the easy-to-install, one-step process to stop your stuff.
With Allstate, drivers who switched saved over $700. Saving is easy when you're in good hands. Allstate, click or call to switch today.
Video killed the radio star. Video killed the radio star.
Pictures came and broke your heart.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Oh, video did kill the radio star. And here in 2021, I think we may have found a way to kill censorship in social media. More on that in a minute. If that wasn't a tease, I don't know what is. Let's talk about the media buzz, though. You know, all the things people are talking about.
Hey, what's the buzz?
Ah, the buzz for people who date is that there's a new term for ghosting someone if they're not COVID-y enough for you. That's right. That's right. If you meet someone on Tinder or some other dating website, and they don't wear a mask, and they don't take this COVID stuff seriously, you don't ghost them anymore. You Fauci them. What? Isn't that a great picture of Fauci? Yes, according to Plenty of Fish, a dating app, when you want to break up with someone because of pandemic worries, like they don't wear a mask, it's called Fauciing. So cute. Dr. Fauci didn't know about the term, but he's just pleased his punch because he wants everyone to wear a mask. Yay, you, Dr. Fauci, the man single-handedly responsible for, you know, destroying people's lives during the AIDS epidemic, and now we're allowing him to do it again during COVID-19. Yay, you! But he's a scientist. There's also another new term for those of you who are trying to stay hip and cool. Woke fishing. Woke fishing is when you go on Tinder and you claim to be like super woke, but you're really not. You just want to get in someone's pants. You're like, swipe right. I'm woke. So ridiculous. Speaking of fake woke, we're going to talk about the fake woke that is America right now. Yes, because fake woke is everywhere, and it's also fake, and it's all such nonsense, and it's literally driving me nuts. Let's start with Chris Harrison. How many of you watch The Bachelor? I don't watch it currently, but I've watched it over the years. I've interviewed many a bachelor and many bachelor contestants in my years at ABC. It's a dumb show, but it's all right. It's where people pretend to date and want to get married, and it always fails. Well, recently there was a contestant who in 2018 at her Southern school in Georgia, she went to an Old South party at the KA fraternity. And they want her canceled. And Chris Harrison had the audacity to say, you know what? I don't know if we should cancel her because, you know, in 2018, we would have looked at that Old South dance party in a much different light. And the American woke mob on Twitter said, you're canceled. How dare you cancel? Cancel culture. Yes, we just destroyed a man for defending a girl who was dating a black man on his fake dating TV show because several years ago when she was in college and she was an 80 pie, she went to a KA fraternity party called Old South. Did that make your head hurt? Because it made mine. We're also attacking Rihanna. You know the singer Rihanna? No, not because she would post a picture of her boobs. But because also in this picture, she's wearing a necklace. And on the charm, right there in the tum-tum area, it's got a Hindu god. And that is offensive to like 12 people on Twitter. That's called religious appropriation. Because you can't wear a religious symbol if you're not that religion. Interesting. I seem to remember a lot of people wearing red bracelets when that was a trend. I definitely have known people who think it's cool to burn Bibles or attack Christians. No one says a word. But of course, you're right. A Hindu symbol necklace. Gosh, you know what, guys? I'm a Christian. I think I'm going to have a fit anytime I see anyone wear a cross on their neck. Disgusting, right? Fake wokeness. It's everywhere. In fact, fake wokeness came for our good friend, the Kardashians, this week. Because Kendall Jenner, she had the audacity, damn her, to create a tequila line. That's right. She sells tequila now. And someone with 60 Twitter followers said, I'm offended. Kendall is not Mexican. How dare she appropriate tequila? Now, this is why it's funny. Do you know who George Clooney is? He had a tequila line and he sold it for millions of dollars. Do you know who Nick Jonas is, you millennials and Gen Z? He's got a tequila line too. Oh, for my friends who are older, you know, my Gen Xers. Sammy Hagar, he was in some band. I don't know which one. But he's got a tequila line too. Cabo Wabo. He even has a Cabo Wabo restaurant right here in Vegas. I'm looking at that picture right there. Don't think he's Mexican. No. But no one had a problem with any of that. I'm so glad that Twitter users with 60 followers get to dictate what's news or not. You know, I think that message was really missed yesterday when I made my Facebook post about the Ted Cruz story and how Newsweek, Dallas Morning News, everyone did the story without any confirmation whatsoever that he was in Cancun, other than Twitter user 123 took a picture and said it was true. What have we become in journalism today that we will write stories that take 5 minutes to read without one freaking source of accuracy. And our only source being, this dumbass on Twitter said he took the picture. Come on now. Come on now. And then people clap back and go, but Michelle, it was true. It was true. Okay, I don't have a problem with it being true. I have a problem with journalists who refuse to do their freaking job, and you should too. A lot of you know that I'm a lifelong Republican, and a lot of you know that I have a soft spot in my heart for Bob Dole. Why is that? Well, because when I was 16 years old, I had the opportunity to hang out with Bob Dole. When I was 18, I worked on his presidential campaign. I just love the man. He's a World War II veteran. He's 97 years old, and sadly, he has lung cancer, and that is just super, super sad news. And I just wanted to honor him right there. Let's just wish our best for him in the few years he has left as he does this battle. All right. Now I have some big news to tell y'all about. How many of you are frustrated with censorship? How many of you are frustrated with Twitter? How many of you are frustrated when you're watching this show and all of a sudden it just leaves unexpectedly because Facebook has decided it wants to censor it? You tired of that? Well, I am too. That's why myself, my amazing producer Spencer, my good friend April Becker, and several other folks have come together to create an online platform that is free of censorship, with voices from the right, voices from the left, voices that have nothing to do about politics, but just a place to go. We've created Grabit TV. It launches officially on Monday. You can go there now at grabit.com and check it out. It's basically like if Netflix and YouTube got together and had a baby, it would be Grabit TV. It's a way to get programming that will not be censored in any way. It's a way for hosts of shows to actually monetize, but not to be strangled by entities like YouTube that only give you pennies on the dollar and require you to have millions of followers. It's a way to get your message out there without anyone telling you your message is wrong and your message can't be said. It's a way to have the First Amendment alive and well. Now, is this going to be Netflix right out the gate, where like I've got all the most amazing program in the world? No, but it's a start and we have to start somewhere. See, far too often I hear conservatives say, well, we need to find something of our own. We need to find something of our own. And they found Parler and Parler sucked and then Parler got taken down and everyone goes, it's just not fair. We need to come up with something. But no one ever has the balls to come up with something. So what we did was have the balls to come up with something. Whether this is a huge success or whether it's a failure, it's about trying to get something done. It's about making a difference. It's about having a voice and having that voice heard. And I am committed to giving you a voice, just as much as I'm committed to making my voice be heard. So I hope, my friends, you will support Grabit TV, because my friends, we need it. Because everything's getting canceled these days. If we're canceling reality stars, politicians, conservatives, freaking cows. Do you know what's going to be canceled next? The Bible, you, everything. We got to have an outlet. And that's what Grabit TV, I hope, will be for you and for many, many others. So join us at grabit.com. And if you want to see anything in particular on the platform, let me know. We'd love to work with you to help you develop your own show. If you're here in the Las Vegas area, we even have a TV studio where we can produce your content if you so desire. So reach out to us and definitely spread the word. Next week, believe it or not, my guest on Monday is going to be awesome. I've had him on the show before, Dylan Howard. He has written the unauthorized biography of Kris Kardashian. Oh, we're going there. We're going to go deep in uncovering everything that is Kardashian. I'm super excited about it and so much more. So be here on Monday for another great show. Again, always tune in Monday through Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. for the news you need the way you want it, funny and fast with what you need to know right now. And as always, thanks for being a part of the show. We couldn't do it without you. Sharing is caring. I'll see you next time.